We're doing Mishlei, we're up to the 30th chapter, Pasuk Yud Chet, the 18th verse. Shiloshahima nifle'u mimeni ve'arba'ah lo yidatim. There are three that evade me, that are beyond my perceptions, and the fourth I also don't know. What are the three? Derech ha'neshir Bashamayim, Derech Nachash Aleitzur, Derech Oniya Velev Yam, Vederech Gever Be'alma. The three is the eagle that flies into the air. You look at the air, you can't tell where it went. It doesn't leave any telltale signs which direction it went. Derech Nachash Aleitzur, or when a snake slithers on a rock, so doesn't leave footprints behind. Go figure out, it doesn't leave any sign on a rock which way it went. Derech Oniya Velev Yam, the ship at the heart of sea, it doesn't leave any telltale signs. You can't see any footprints where it went. So there are three things that you just can't follow up on. You can't know where they went. And these three are niflu mimeni. They evade me. They're covered up from me. They're beyond my perception. The arba and the fourth, lo yidatim, I don't know it either. V'derech gever be'alma. And a guy who is having an illicit relationship with a girl, he also covers up. And you can't know, did he do it, didn't he do it, why? Ken derech isha mina afet achila umachata fiha. Because this is the way a woman who cheats on her husband, a woman who's having an illicit relationship, whether she's a young girl or a married woman, she eats, wipes her mouth clean and says, I didn't do anything. So this is Lashon Nekiyah. Eating and wiping her mouth clean means she sleeps with someone and then she wipes herself clean and says, I didn't do anything. Prove I did something. Go prove something. So the Pasuk speaks in a clean way when it says she eats and wipes her mouth. But really it's referring to something else. So Shlomo HaMelech says, just like you can't follow after an eagle in the sky, doesn't leave footprints behind, you can't follow after a snake, you can't follow after a ship. These don't leave clear footprints behind the way they've gone. So too you can't follow a guy who's sleeping with a girl. You can't know, he did, he didn't. They cover their tracks, and unless she gets pregnant, generally you can't know who's doing what. Now, this has relevance in other areas too. I mean, in practical ways, let's say I was once present at a mila of an adult. So they did the bris, and some blood squirted into my eye. So I immediately went in the hospital to get myself checked. Turns out, and to check out who this guy was. Turns out he had hepatitis B. So, lo naim, you got that right. I spent the next year and a half checking myself for AIDS to make sure I was okay. You can't know where a person's mean. You don't know. That's why when it comes to hygiene, a person has to think clearly. Is it worth it drinking from someone else's bottle and things like that? You don't know where. I mean, Pasuk Chavalev, it's good habits to get into. Even though Chazal say there are people who do and there are people who don't. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. When you make Kiddush, don't drink from the cup and offer it to your guest because maybe he's one of those people who don't. So you see clearly from the halacha, some people do eat from one another, some people don't. But the halacha also says it's not a good idea to eat from one another because the halacha says people's illness is going to the food they eat from. They didn't call it germs. They said a little bit of illness can go into the food they eat from. Okay, Pasuk Chavalev. Tachat shalosh, ragez ha'eret, v'tachat arba, lo tuchal se'et. Huh? Under three. Because of three things, the people who live in a country, the people who live in a certain place, they get upset or they get scared. And there's a fourth, which they can't handle. It's too much. What are the first three that are difficult to the inhabitants of the land? Tachat Eved, ki yimloch, v'naval, ki yisbalachem. When you have a slave who becomes king, he doesn't know how to behave as a king. He acts like a madman. So, you have a slave who became king, that's reflected in his behavior. So that's something that's difficult for the people to handle. If they have a king who's a knave, the guy used to be a slave and somehow he made it to the top, and that's reflected in his leadership. Vinaval, the second thing is, if you have a person who's a derelict, he's a scoundrel, he cheats people in business, and he's making it good. Vinaval ki yisbalachem. He's got a fat stomach. He's eating it up. So that's something that's difficult. People say, let me do like him. Let me cheat on my taxes. You see, he's doing good, even though he did all these improper things. So that's the second thing that's difficult for the inhabitants of the land to live with. The third thing, tachat sinua ki tiba'el v'shivcha ki tirash gibilta. The third is a woman whose actions are hated. The literal understanding is her husband hates her, and yet he lives with her. But the understanding, sinua, is a woman whose actions are hated. She's cheating on her husband, she's having affairs, and nonetheless, she lives with her husband. So why does she want to have a husband? So that when she becomes pregnant, she'll be able to say, it's his kid. Is it really his kid? No. So that's the third thing that's difficult for the inhabitants of the land. To have such a woman in their midst, that's something that's difficult for everyone. We once rented an apartment, and after we moved in, we had reason to believe that on one of the floors in that building, they were running a house of ill repute. And we had already signed the contract, and we moved in. So I was climbing the walls. Told my wife, how could we live in such a building? Let's, thank God those tenants moved out like really quick after we moved in. But I was trying to figure out, how can I get out of this? No one told me. I checked out the apartment. I spoke to neighbors. I spoke to you. No one told me. How was I supposed to know? Now, in the end, I'm not sure that's really what was going on there. But there were all kinds of funny things happening in the building. There are things that, even though a person himself isn't in direct contact, the fact that it's happening in his neighborhood, that's something that's what he just said. Shalosh rag zayaretz. This is one of the three, and that everyone's suffering. It harms everyone that's living in that territory. But the fourth, v'tachat alba lo tuchal seit. And the fourth is something that people just can't handle. And what's the fourth? V'shivcha ki tirash givirta. When you have a maid that she inherits the woman who she worked for, and then that woman becomes her maid. So that maid, on the one hand, she doesn't know how to behave when she's in a position of wealth, when she is on the top. And it's worse than all the others, because here it's a situation where these two women have a personal relationship. She used to be her maid, and now when she becomes the one on top, it's going to be worse than even a slave who becomes king. So there's more to discuss. Why is this worse? Why is this worse than Evet Ki Yimlo? So the Malbim over here says, Shifcha Ki Tirash Givirta. That's a reference to when people leave the Torah of Hashem. And that's the Gvirta. That's the real Gvira, where we find often that the Torah is referred to as the Gvira. And a person chooses to go after false philosophies, things that people developed on their own, and that's the Shifcha. That these wisdoms were given to us as things to use, like a Shifcha, like a maid, to serve the Gvira, the Torah. And he chooses to go with those ways of life. So the shifcha, that's the maid. The maid is the different tools that the philosophies that a person can develop of his own intellect. So those are on a much lower level than the God-given law, the Torah. And that maid is inheriting the master, the woman who, the Gvirta, the Torah, and chases her out of her position. So that's worse than all the other ones. That's how the Malbim explains. Now the question is, what about Pshat? You know, this is good in the, what's the Mashal, but what about the Melitza, Pashut Pshat? Say that right there. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, and you'll notice that the whole chapter revolves around numbers. 3 and 4, 3 and 4. Now we're going to move on to 4. Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Al ba'ahem ketanei aharetz veheima chachamim mechukamim. There are 4 that are really small creatures on earth, and nonetheless, even though they're small, they're very wise. Hanimalim am loaz vayachinu vakayitz lachmam. The ants, they're weak. They're not this powerful nation, and nonetheless, they work together. And all summer long, they're preparing their food, and they store their food, and they know how to store food for times when there won't be food. So they teach the lazy people that a person should prepare for a time when there won't be that much. Pasuk Chafad. Shifanim am lo atzuhum vayasimu vasela beitam. The Shifanim. Shafan is probably some kind of rabbit. So even though they're not some powerful nation, nonetheless, they dig a little at a time until they figure out a place near rocks or within rocks to make a place for them to live. So from here we learn about the importance of conquering Torah. Person looks at the Torah and he says, how will I ever get beyond this? So we say, learn from the rabbits or these shvanim, whatever creature they are. They dig, they dig, they dig. Eventually, they even pierce rocks. There was an interesting article a few weeks ago. People were incarcerated and they dug and dug and dug and they made this very, very long tunnel. And they almost made it out of the jail. And then they were caught. So they interviewed one of these people in jail, and he said that it all began one night when he was lying in bed, and there was a mouse running around his cell. So the mouse drove him crazy. He said he has to catch the mouse. He caught the mouse, and he put the mouse inside a can of preservatives, like a metal can. And all night long, the mouse was digging and digging and digging and trying to break through the tin can. And in the morning, after spending the night hearing the mouse fighting against the can, he looks inside the can and he sees that the mouse managed to pierce a slight hole in the can. Had he left the mouse longer, the mouse would have eventually been able to pierce through the can. So he said to himself, if this mouse, this creature, can spend all his efforts all night long fighting to break free, so certainly I was given intellect, I could get out of here. And that's when he decided, using his nails, using whatever he had there, he was going to start digging to get out of there. And he almost got out. So this concept that we learn from animals, Chazal tell us, and here we have this concept, Shifanim am lo atzum. These shifanim, if they're rabbits or whatever creature they are, they're not this amazing nation. And yet, by digging and plowing at it, eventually they can even make homes within rocks. So we're supposed to learn from that. A person approaches Torah, he says, wait, The Torah is so big, how am I ever going to conquer this? So we say, you know how you'll conquer it? Slowly, one step at a time, just like the animals slowly build themselves a place to live. You just work at it and eventually you conquer it. Slowly, slowly. People say in the name of Confucius, even the greatest journey began with one step. And really this concept we see time and again in Mishlei. Don't just look at the horizon and say, well, I got to get so far away. No, take it one step at a time, you'll get there. Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Melech ein la'arbeh vayetze chotzeitz kulo. The arbeh is some kind of locust. They don't have a king to gather them and cause them to unite and go together. And nonetheless, they work in groups. And because they work in groups, they manage a lot. If they come in huge numbers the way they do, so they overpower mankind. If they come in single form, one would go here, one would go there, people would trap them and kill them. When they're together, no one could stand up to them. So you can't hunt them all down. When the locusts attack, they attack, there's a huge plague. You can't overpower them. So a person has to know that even without a king, the fact that we will act together gives us tremendous strength. Melech en la'obeh, the locusts don't even have a king. And nonetheless, when they go out united. They all go out together as one group. Pasuk Chafchet. Simamit beyadayim tetapes vehi beheichelei melech. Simamit is probably what we call today a spider. And this creature, if we'll say it's really a spider, it climbs, it grabs things with its hands. And how does it get its food? Because it uses its handiwork. It spreads its net and catches the different flies that fly around, and that's how it lives. And this simamit, this spider, she lives in king's castles. She could easily take from the king's delicious food. And nonetheless, what does she live off? She lives off of her own handiwork. She doesn't take the food that the king has. And that teaches us that a person should try to learn off of his own handiwork. He shouldn't live off of other people. If he could support himself, a person should do whatever he can to support himself. He shouldn't say, well, you know, if I live off of my uncle's estate, so my uncle has an apartment, he's letting me live in it free, let me go live there, he'll cover the rent, he'll cover the restaurant bills. No, a person should try to be self-sufficient. Learn from the spider. Even though the spider is behechelei melech in the king's castle and in his rooms, and it could take any of the delicious food that's there, it works to litfos, to catch its prey with its own hands. Biyadayim tetapes. Now, tetapes could also be understood, it climbs. The simamit climbs with its own hands, and that's how it makes it into the king's castle. A person has to be prepared to work in order to get to the top. That's an alternate understanding here. The question is, does the word tetapes mean litfos, to catch? Or tetapes means to climb, to grab onto, to hold onto the walls and climb. Pasuk Chavtet. Shlosha heima meiti veitzad ve'arba'a meiti ve'lachet. There are three who know how to march well. They go with confidence. And there's a fourth who also knows how to walk with confidence, to walk, and he is similar to the first three.
Laish gibor babehimah velo yashuv mipnei chol.
The Laish is one of the names of the lion, and he is, the lion is the brave animal. He doesn't turn back. Nothing makes him turn back. He chases and chases and chases till he catches his prey.
Zalzir motnaim otayish umelech alkum imo.
The hunter's dog, Zalzir motnaim, he has a thin waist, so to speak. It's as though he's wearing a girdle. Zalzir is to be girdled, like ozel bigvua, right? We to wear a belt to tighten one's waist. So that's zalzir motnaim. One who has a tight waist, that's like the hunter's dog. He has a thin waist and he runs swiftly to chase after the animals. So that's why he's successful, because he has confidence. He runs. O Taish, the Taish also knows how to run quickly. How do you translate Taish? Some kind of goat that usually is the lead goat. So these are animals that walk with confidence. Either the hunter's dog, he chases with confidence. He knows he's chasing for his master. His master's just behind him. Or the Taish, this lead goat, also he knows he has confidence in his ability to run and overcome other things that might come attack the prey head on. So zalzil motnaim o taish umelech alkum imo. Alkum is really two words. Al kum imo. No one dares stand up to him. Umelech, so to the fourth that walks like the first three, is a brave king that no one stands up against him. So he walks with confidence, and that's part of why he's successful. Umelech, and the king, al-kum imo, that no one dares stand up to him. So that Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us that sometimes success is contingent upon the confidence of your gait. You want to go to war, you have to attack with confidence. Stand up and do what you got to do. A person has to girdle himself, and part of success is that a person has confidence. Now, we also know that a person has to have emunah and bitachon, and correct emunah and correct bitachon, and know that God is running the show. But at the end of the day, part of the correct ishtadlut, just like a person trains to be a good soldier, part of the training is that a person has to be brave and strong-hearted and stand up to the challenges and walk with confidence. Pasuk lamed bet.
Im navalta behitnasei ve'im zamota yad lefei.
Im navalta, if someone's cursed you out, if you've been disgraced by someone, so nonetheless, im navalta, if you've been disgraced, dehit na say, you hold your ground, you remain up on top, don't go down to his level. Im navalta, if you've been disgraced, dehit na say, you remain in your high ground. Don't go down to his level. Don't fight him on his level. Don't talk the way he talks. He cursed you out, you be careful how you speak. A person has to remain on his level. Dehitna say, hold your ground. Don't let him pull you down. Just because he cursed you doesn't mean you should curse him back. Ve'im zamota, and if you have all kinds of thoughts, how to fight with someone, how to egg someone on, yad lepeh, put your hand over your mouth and don't do it. If you think, if you have all kinds of thoughts how you will fight, no, put your hand over your mouth, don't do it. Abraham Lincoln wrote many, many letters that he never sent out. He left them in his drawer. He let out his steam, he wrote the letter, and then he put it in his drawer. When he died, they found in his drawer all kinds of letters. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Ki mitzchalav yotzi chem'ah, u'mitz'af yotzi dam, u'mitz'apayim yotzi riv. Because, just like if you squeeze milk, meaning if you leave milk in a bag, yotzi chema'ah, what will you get ultimately? You'll get butter. U'mitz'af, and if you squeeze a nose, motzi dam, you get blood. So too, mitz'apayim, if you squeeze anger, yotzi riv, the product that you get is a fight. If you let the anger arouse you to action, that's going to bring out the fights. So that's why it's better, yad lepeh, even though a person thinks all kinds of thought, put his hands over his mouth, even though someone cursed him out, if you try to fight him back, he'll just curse you out some more. So you've lost doubly. So im zamota, even if you thought, well, I could tell him this, I could tell him that, yad lepeh. Shlomo Amar says the best advice, put the hand over the mouth. Because just like the product of milk is butter, and the product of the nose is blood, so too the product of showing your anger is to bring around fights. Now Chazal tell us, Im navalta bi'itnaseh is a reference to how a person works his way up to Torah. If a person disgraces himself, im navalta, if you've been willing to disgrace yourself, behit naseh, to work your way up, you walk into the Beis Medrash, everyone else knows the answers, and you don't, so you ask. So it's a little bit embarrassing to ask. How come I have to ask? Everyone else knows what this means. Im navalta, but Shlomo Amar tells us, if a person is willing to disgrace himself, behit naseh, in working his way up, then he will make it to the top, even though sometimes he'll seem foolish. Ultimately, he'll make it to the top. Ve'im zamota, but if you put a muzzle, zamam, if you put a muzzle over your mouth, and he said, I'm not going to ask, why should I embarrass myself? I think I'm so stupid, I have to ask this, I have to ask that. You don't ask all your questions. Yad lefeh, ultimately, when these questions come up, and you're the rabbi, and people will ask you the questions, you'll have to put the hand over the mouth. You won't be able to know the answer because you didn't verify it when you were still learning. Just like milk produces butter, and so too, even if your Rebbe is angry at you because it took you time to understand, ultimately you'll be able to have a lot of halachas that you know. Mitz apayim, yotzi riv. Over here, the Chazal tells riv is like rabot, many halachot. Yotzi riv is like yotzi rov. The fact that you held your ground and asked your questions, even though your teacher might have been yelling at you. What do you mean? I explained to you 10 times. What I got explained another time. So yeah, you put up with that, and you still kept asking until you got it clear. Ultimately, your tziriv will produce a great rabbi because you'll know your stuff well.